SBS Radio.
Hi, Rachel.
Good morning.
First, thank you so much for joining us this hour. Tell us more about ROI and the ROI Summit.
So the ROI Summit is an incredible meeting of the minds. It's a five-day summit which brings together Jewish communal leaders, entrepreneurs, educators, innovators, activists, journalists, artists from all corners of the earth to come together to share what they're doing, to learn about one another's projects, and to create a network. Like, something that they really made a point of during this conference was that this is the beginning. This is the start of a network that is really going to continue. And this is very, very much the starting point for these connections to be ongoing.
And you had the honor of being selected to represent Australia this year. I believe there were two altogether.
Yes, that's right. There were two Australians this year, and also one returning ROI member, which was Tracy Olcher from the Australian Jewish Funders Network.
So my next question is obviously about you and why you were chosen to represent Australia. Tell us a little bit more about your involvement and past work.
Look, it's a really good question. I think this is something that I came across a few years ago when I was working within the Jewish community at Shalom, and I saw it as a professional development opportunity and a way to link in with other global Jewish innovators and to unpack that. I mean, I guess it's anyone who is creating meaning or working to enrich the global Jewish community and by extension the broader community through their work. So today I don't work formerly in the Jewish community. I work for an engineering company doing human-centered design for big infrastructure projects, but I'm still very involved in the community and in other capacities. So that global network is still valuable on many levels.
And how about the other Jewish participants from other countries? And what was your impression when you met them?
Wow, when you arrive, it's like, you look through the bios, it's an incredibly impressive group of people. Everyone is a CEO or a co-founder. Everyone has an incredible story. And I think this is the real magic of the ROI community, is that it brings together people who are very driven to make change. And they look at the world and they see, they ask this question, what can I bring and what can I do differently? So it's a very motivated group and a very inspiring group of people.
The summit just ended on June 27th. What is your conclusion and thoughts? I believe it was the 13th gathering, right?
That's right. You see, we were celebrating the Bar Bat Mitzvah of ROI. And I guess what I've walked away with is, I think I feel very uplifted knowing that there is such an incredible group of people around the world driving to build community and enrich community. But I also walk away, I think, with a lot of respect for the Schusterman Foundation. I think they've made a very conscious decision to bring people together every year for this purpose, to connect and inspire. And I think what's really beautiful is there's not one particular agenda. It's really just, I guess, bringing people together and seeing what happens when you facilitate those connections. And I think that's very special. And I think the power that comes from having a very I guess a broad agenda and just bringing together good people, that there's some real magic there. And I'm very excited to see what comes from here. And already through the summit they've shared, but there's a lot of the stories as to what people have done as a result of different collaborations and support from Schusterman and the ROI network in terms of launching projects and cross-pollinating between countries. And I think that's where the real power is.
You mentioned the Schusterman Foundation. What else do they do?
The Schusterman Foundation, they run a lot of different programs. I think the ROI Summit is just one. They also run other trips to Israel for different, like, entrepreneurs and chefs, and there's a lot of opportunities that they offer for people to connect in with Israel and connect in with other people as part of this global Jewish network. And they also facilitate bringing non-Jewish people to Israel as well to connect and learn more and discover more about the beauty of the challenges of this place. So I would really encourage your listeners to jump on the website, the Schusterman Foundation, and to see the diversity and the breadth of the programs that they do offer.
And now, after the summit is over, what are you planning to do in Jerusalem in the rest of the time before coming back to Australia?
So catching up with friends, catching up with family, and also some of the ROIs who are still here or who live in Israel will be meeting up as well and doing a few tours of different sort of startup accelerators and a few of the projects here in Israel.
Do you often get a chance to visit Israel? Do you enjoy it?
I was last in Israel about 3 years ago leading a birthright group. But look, I have a lot of family here, and it's always a joy to come back, and especially in summer. It's a very special place. I love the passion of the people here. It's also a difficult place. I mean, there's people talk about politics the way we talk about weather in Australia. There's a lot going on here, and it's wonderful, and it's also very difficult.
Rachel Flitman from Sydney, currently representing Australia in the ROI Summit in Jerusalem. Thanks for chatting to us, and good luck with more summits to come. Fly home safely.
Thank you very much. Toda rabba.
Hear more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.